Between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Bo LaJoyce, an assistant district attorney in Brown County. He's running as a Democrat for Wisconsin's 8th congressional district seat, which includes Green Bay. Bo LaJoyce, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity, Rob.
Well, what do you think is the most important congressional issue for people in your district?
In my district, it's all about health care. That is the first thing that people bring up. There was an attack on our health care system last year with the health care bill in May 2017 that the House voted to take away health care from millions and millions of people and take away our protections from discrimination for our pre-existing medical conditions. And people are concerned that there's going to be another attack again next year. And they're actually attacking it right now in the federal court system in Texas.
If you were part of a Democratic majority in the House, what would you push for when it comes to health care legislation?
Well, I think it's day and night the way the parties are treating health care. They voted last year to take away people's health care and to take away our protections for pre-existing medical conditions. My values are the opposite. I will be working with anybody on both sides who wants to increase access to affordable health care, and I will absolutely be protecting people with pre-existing medical conditions, which is the law of the land right now because of the Affordable Care Act, and that is non-negotiable for me because in my own personal life, my father has Parkinson's disease, a very significant pre-existing medical conditions, and before he went onto Medicare, he did benefit from the protection because he was able to get onto my mother's health insurance plan so that they were only paying one health insurance premium instead of two separate ones. And I don't know where my parents would be if they would have had to go through the cost of many years of two separate health insurance premiums. Yeah, and I want other people to be able to benefit the way my family did.
Turning to the federal budget as a whole, we'll be talking about that more later today. We saw a report, a big jump in the annual federal deficit, up about $113 billion from the previous fiscal year. What would be your approach to dealing with that annual deficit?
Yeah, I mean, the present administration and the present Congress is a total fiscal disaster. I mean, you can't significantly cut revenue and increase spending and think that you're not going to balloon the federal deficit. So, I mean, after the annual deficit was going down for 6 years, I mean, now it's skyrocketed this year already, and it's projected to get even worse in the next few years. So, I mean, we need to actually have corporations pay normal taxes the same as my family does and other families do. They barely pay any taxes in this country right now anymore because of that massive corporate tax giveaway last year. And I'll be fighting for a tax code that works for the middle class and not for corporations, because when there's more money in the pockets of our middle class families, those are the people that are buying the products and services of corporations. So they're going to benefit from a tax code that works for the middle class.
The case is that corporate tax cut would, at least the intent was, that would lead to more job creation. That ultimately would help those middle class families you were talking about.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that there were no requirements for corporations to do anything. What I would have done differently if I were in the House, I would have brought corporate CEOs to testify in front of the House of Representatives and open public hearings and have them testify about what they were going to do with their tax savings. I would want them to say under oath that they're going to pass it down to real wage growth, not these one-time bonuses that some corporations gave, but real, genuine wage growth. And that way, if they don't do it, they lied under oath. So I think that's what our House of Representatives needs to get back to, is to actually get back to bringing people in to testify and take the time to study something. And another issue I had with it was that when you give more money into the pockets of a middle class family, they're going to spend it in their own community. I know from my own family, I don't have any capacity to invest in Hong Kong, but a corporation is totally different. They can invest their money here in the United States, or they can invest it in Hong Kong or Beijing. So, and there's nothing in that bill that required them to invest their money right here in the United States.
Staying with some international economic issues, the Trump administration has imposed tariffs on Chinese goods on the one hand, and also on Canada, Mexico, and the EU, steel and aluminum prominent among them. What do you think of that tariff strategy as part of an effort to get, as the Trump administration says, better trade deals?
Yeah, I would call this the number three issue in our district this year after healthcare and water quality is tariffs. Tariffs are hammering our family farms here and small businesses. I'm all for taking on unfair trade practices, but but these tariffs, when you meddle with international trade, meddle with international trade, it's always the little guy that's receiving negative impact. Our farmers don't have a market to sell their soybeans in. Our dairy industry is getting affected, negatively impacted by the tariffs. And my friend Tony owns a tent business. I went to high school with Tony, and he has 15 employees in downtown Green Bay, and they assemble tents, but they receive their vinyl they're like big wedding tents. They receive vinyl from China, and they receive aluminum and steel from Canada. And the vinyl's tariffed at 25%, and the aluminum and steel at 10%. And those are instant costs that have been added to his business. He was planning on adding more employees this year, but he's had to cancel that plan. So these tariffs are truly job-killing tariffs.
Talking to Bo LaJoyce, Brown County Assistant District Attorney and the Democratic candidate in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District race. Immigration, a perpetual issue for Congress. We've got news this week, a large group of migrants coming up from Honduras, many of them hoping to gain asylum in the U.S. What's your position on immigration issues?
Well, we need to have an integrated plan for our immigration system. I mean, our agricultural sector in particular depends on labor from immigration. And so we need to keep that pathway open so that our agricultural sector continues to have good, hardworking people coming in to fill the tasks of our agricultural sector. But I don't think that we should be building a wall, but I do support giving our Border Patrol the tools that they need to secure our border. And I think that's in the form of increased the staffing that they believe is necessary to maintain security at the border and to rely more on electronic surveillance and other types of surveillance to secure the border.
In the news this week, the last couple of weeks, this issue with Saudi Arabia and the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Members of Congress saying if the Saudis were in fact involved, sanctions would be needed against them as a potential member of the House. What would you like to see done?
Yeah, we certainly can't do nothing if that's the way that the facts develop. I mean, I'm a career prosecutor, so I do wait for all the facts come in before I make a judgment. But if that is the facts, that this was basically a hit job, then there needs to be a severe repercussion. Otherwise, it shows tremendous weakness on our part.
You'd also mentioned water quality as one of your top three issues in your district. So what would your focus be there?
We have significant water quality issues in my district. So I think like I said earlier, it's the number two issue here that people talk about. I mean, we have area in the Door Peninsula where you can't even drink the water coming out of your kitchen faucet in homes that rely on wells. And I mean, that is totally unacceptable in the 21st century in the United States. And we still have issues with the Fox River leading to dead zones in the Bay of Green Bay. And that leads to fish kills. And then there's a significant threat to our Great Lakes that's on the Michigan side of the Menominee River. And this is one of the issues that I have with our present congressman, is that he hasn't taken an issue or hasn't taken a position on this significant threat to our Bay of Green Bay. And that's the Back 40 sulfide mine proposal. And I can testify personally that there is spectacular world-class fishing on the Menominee River, and we need to protect that, because if that river gets contaminated, it goes right into the Bay of Green Bay, and then we're talking about a potential economic catastrophe as well.
There are a lot of different ways the midterm elections can go. One possible outcome is a Democratic majority in the U.S. House and a Republican majority still in the U.S. Senate. in that kind of situation, do you see yourself being part of actually getting stuff done? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my 10 years experience as a career prosecutor and my experience serving in the Wisconsin Army National Guard makes me ideal to work with both sides of the aisle and cut through the special interests that have a grip on Washington. And I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to work towards improving the lives of my friends, neighbors, and family here in Northeast Wisconsin.
As a prosecutor, what are your thoughts on efforts at reform of the prison system in the United States? Some people in Wisconsin and around the country saying we need fewer people in prison. What's your approach to that issue?
Absolutely. I think that we are sending too many people to prison. I think that we need to, we should have a significant investment in our probation supervision that we have in our state of Wisconsin and at the federal level. It's very expensive to confine a person in prison, and we need to be fiscally responsible and work towards actually rehabilitating people instead of locking them up. As a public safety issue, the prisons should be for people that are a danger to the community. In Brown County, we actually have met four different treatment courts that I think is a model that should be spread throughout the country, and many, many counties do. But it's usually the rural counties that struggle to find the funding to have a treatment court as an alternative to incarceration. And that's where the federal government can come in the form of a grant to those rural counties.
We'll leave it there. Bo LaJoyce, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rob. Thank you.
Bo LaJoyce is an assistant district attorney in Brown County. He's running as a Democrat for Wisconsin's 8th congressional district seat. Yesterday, we heard from his Republican opponent, the incumbent U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher. Between now and the November 6th election, WPR has invited candidates running in contested races for statewide office and these congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time in the Morning Show. You can hear all these interviews and learn more at wisconsinvote.org.